are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, everybody. My name is Adams Hudson. For the past 20 years, I've been writing ads that sold things. For the last 8 years, I've made direct response copywriting my full-time career as former chief copywriter and vice president of STO Marketing. Now I'm on my own, hoping to save the world from bad advertising. Some of what I have today is going to sound harsh or rude. I honestly do not mean for that to be the case. I'm going to pick on some current ways that our industry advertises and then mention ways to improve it. The name and focus of this lesson is the same: low-cost, high-response lead generation. I use the term leads to mean incoming phone calls for sales. Most of the discussion is going to be about the broad market variety, but some will be about generating more from your customer base. We'll look at how to do it, what ways are losers, what ways are winners, and how much to spend, how to squeeze every last sale out of your marketing dollar. Immediately, I want to jump into three tough marketing lessons. Tough lesson number one is, if your phone doesn't ring enough, you're going out of business. It's that simple. Your ads are your front line. If they don't produce calls, you don't produce business, and your cash dries up. Very simply, the only way you produce revenue is by producing leads, and the only way to produce leads is to entice people to call. The primary way to entice callers is through your advertising. Like everything, you can have good ads or you can have bad ads. The cost is the exact same to run. The only difference is the result. I am constantly amazed at the contractors who argue with their suppliers over prices or negotiate long and hard on equipment leases, yet none of these produces a single incoming lead. However, the same contractors' ads are grinding up dollars like confetti because they're not pulling leads or image or any positive emotional influence. And that brings me to hard lesson number two. New prospects will only call you because of some type of positive initial perception. No customer will ever call you because they feel your accounting package is better, or that your flat rate system is easier to work, or that your trucks are better equipped. That all happens after they've decided to call you. Why? Because before a customer knows you, all you are to him is some image, this soft and misunderstood means by which a person is supposed to call you, and your most far-reaching, most effective image enhancer and most cost-effective means of spreading your image is, again, through your advertising. So we all run ads. Some run a little, some run a lot, but most are with dismal results. In fact, it's been noted that only 10% of our industry's ad messages positively impact buying. Your message in these ads is the way you are perceived or seen through the lens of the prospect. That vast sea of people that you haven't reached with your message is largely still looking for the right message and messenger. Here is the reason your ads and that vast sea of prospects haven't connected yet. It's hard lesson number three. The primary problem with 90% of all HVAC advertising is it overlooks the single most important element in influence. Most companies' ads are attempting to overstate their power or importance and expertise without ever addressing any real benefits for the buyer. They have failed to recognize why a prospect is even looking at an ad, and I assure you it is not to see a picture of a condensing unit. But before I give you the exact answer, let's think it through. I'm going to let you discern it for yourself. Here's a quick little marketing quiz. Let's say you're at a party. You don't know anyone there, and they don't know you, but everyone knew you were coming. At the end of the party, will you have made more friends if you, A, boasted endlessly about yourself, B, said nothing, C, said random, unrelated, confusing, and nonsensical things, or D, talked to them about themselves? Okay, well, we've got an obvious winner there, or at least I hope you recognize it.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.